It's a treasure trove, literally, archaeologically, because we, until we started doing the building works, we didn't know a huge amount about the building's structure. So there was an assessment in 2007 by Oxford Archaeology, but they didn't do anything invasive, and they didn't really do anything in a huge amount of detail because they were just looking at what they could see. It was a really, really good overall assessment. But what we are now having the opportunity to do is to basically test that assessment as we take bits off the building and get to see the bits that they didn't see. So in terms of a built heritage project, it's hugely exciting, and it's essentially like looking at a small town in scope. So in terms of any kind of archaeological project, this is a massive, big undertaking. Plus the fact that even the huge bits that we are looking at are only a fraction of the actual whole entire complex, and there's quite a lot more building still to do. The graffiti survey has been really interesting because it's something that it's a very much a growing field at the moment, and we are lucky enough to be quite far towards the front of that because we started doing it. We commissioned our graffiti survey, you know, a couple of years ago, so we can say we were before the trend. We were there, you know, we knew it was important, and it has proved to be really, really interesting. And will carry on to be. The landscape and the buried heritage, so all the stuff that's under the ground, we know almost nothing about. There's been very, very few excavations on the site. There's been hardly any recording done of any of the excavations. So we know that there's lots of underground services, and we know that there's drainage, we know that there's water, we know there's electricity. Where they all go, we don't, you know, we're still finding out. It's been an expensive archaeological programme because we've stripped out a lot of the building already. We've taken the roof off two sides of a palace, and we've surveyed the rooms, the interior of the rooms for the first time. We have an accurate measured survey, which we never had before, but that is a very time-consuming process. We're now going to have, as you can hear outside, service trenches for all kinds of things. We're going to convert to medieval buildings into modern use, and then we're going to take up all the floorboards and take all the panelling off, and all of that needs to be recorded. So it is a major, major piece of archaeological work. It's a big project.